listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure to check back each week to stay tuned into the evolving, loving flow of the cosmos. Now, this week is an absolute doozy astrologically. We have Venus and Mercury both switching signs and a Capricorn full moon on the weekend that is aspected by so many different planets. So it's a very dynamic, a very powerful time in the cosmos. So starting on Tuesday, July 4th, Venus moves into Gemini. And this is a huge shift. It's you're gone from being very grounded and stable and secure to being very curious and wanting to try new things and not stuck in your ways, but instead open to expanding and curious people. Gemini is a very, it's a sign that likes to sample life and get little bits of information about absolutely everything. So it's very curious and it can get bored very easily. So it's not, Venus in Gemini is not necessarily like a long-term kind of energy, but it definitely gives you an opportunity to get out in the world. And Venus is what we value. So get out in the world and sample different things to actually see what it is you might value now. Maybe you're changing. Maybe things are different. So with this Venus going into Gemini, you're going to feel an urge to do things differently, to sample different information, to meet different people. It's a very buoyant, interesting way, place for Gemini to be. So the same day, on Tuesday the 4th, we have Mercury squaring Uranus. So there's going to be, squares are always difficult. When the planets square, it's two different characters totally don't get each other, yet both have valid needs. So that's all going on inside of us or in situations around us when the planets are doing that sort of thing. So it could be that your need for freedom and your need to be yourself is being somehow thwarted by the needs you have to communicate or what you need to communicate. So it's tricky because at the time, Mercury, it's about to move into Leo. At the time, it'll be in Cancer. So it's a very watery, emotional. You might feel very emotional and feel like you need to have a cozy time at home or have someone hug you or take care of your needs, hug your dog, drink hot chocolate or whatever it is, whatever makes you feel secure and loved, you need to feel that right now. But then there's another part of you that's like, screw this. I want to have fun. I want to get out there. I want to do it my way. I don't want to do it your way and I don't want to compromise. So it's tricky. And that's on Tuesday. So it's good energy and also tricky energy, which is life, right? That's kind of how things roll. On the 5th, we have Mercury move into Leo, which is it's a big shift. You're going to switch from being all kind of needy and into being at home and fluffing up your nest to like, let's get out there. I want to like put on my outfits and, well, if you have outfits you like to wear out, that you want to be like your showy, show everybody who you are, speak what you feel like speaking, perform. If you have some skill, you should definitely show it to other people, even if it's like, you know, hula hooping or something. Whatever it may be that makes you an individual, do it because you're going to feel good doing it. And often it will lead you to places that make you very happy. It's a very joyful energy, Mercury in Leo. On the 5th, the same day with the moon in Sagittarius, which is a very truth-telling, very optimistic, philosophical moon sign, the sun will be trining Neptune. And that's an interesting energy for life actually supporting you in bringing dreams into reality. So be honest with yourself, be honest with what those around you and what your needs are. And see if it's actually possible. What can you make actually happen? And I'm sure that you'll find that there's parts of your dream that are already trickling into reality and you can see that, which is fabulous. And there's magic involved in coincidence and synchronicity. Synchronicities are there to show you that you are on track. And so watch out for that. And if you're not having any, call them in. Request some synchronicities from your team of guides and angels, because why wouldn't you want some magic in your life? It's what makes life exciting and worth living. So the 6th, we're going to still be fully, like, really feeling the pull up to the full moon on the 8th. The 6th and the 7th, there's so many aspects all week, but I'm trying to capture the most important ones. So the full moon is kind of the big news this week, and it's a full moon in Capricorn, and it's conjoined with Pluto, so that means they're sharing the same space in the sky. And they're opposite, full moons are always opposite the sun, so they pull in both energies, like right now it's the Cancer and the Capricorn polarity that we're dealing with. And Mars is conjunct the sun, so, and then there's a square to Jupiter, and Neptune is also tied into that, It's Neptune that's tied into it also. Actually, they're all tied into this full moon. There's so many parts of yourself, so many dynamic things happening to try and shift reality right now. So definitely reality will be shifting, whether you're conscious of it or not. We're kind of the midway through the year. And if you look back to what you implemented in January, you may see that things are developing nicely or they're not developing nicely, or you need to make some shifts and adjustments to have them turn out the way you would like them, or new influences are coming in that you need to add to the dream to make it happen for yourself. So it's a good time to take stock of where you've been on the 8th. It's at 9 p.m. on the 8th at Pacific Standard Time. But it's also, there's needs of your foundation in your home and also who you are in the world and your career. So, or just who you're seeing, not necessarily a career, but who you come across as, who, what your kind of work is in the world. So Capricorn wants to make things useful and to climb and to be, you know, working on the bigger picture and fulfilling a legacy. Whereas Cancer, the Cancer energy of the sun, is more interested in the family and the dynamics of the family and the relationships to the family. So, but both of those aspects of life need to be balanced to make you a happy person. So that's kind of what this full moon is making sure that you are tuned in to what your deep emotional needs are, but also what your needs are in the world. Like, where do you need to take responsibility? Where have you not been showing up? Like, it's important for you to take a step forward, especially with Capricorn, with career matters. If there's some opening or something that you should be stepping into, step into it now, because with the Capricorn full moon, and it does have, like, there's expansion and self-assertion and magic. All of this is sort of involved in this full moon. So just even tuning into who you are and kind of looking around to see what your opportunities are and where you should go next, and then choosing it, because it's a very dynamic energy to kind of propel you. I always imagine when there's important squares going on that it's kind of like a trampoline, like you're being, or a slingshot, a trampoline slingshot, if you will. So there's the four different planets pulling you back, like kind of pulling you, and it's just ready to launch you in another direction. So it's kind of tricky to see how it's all going to come together or what all of your needs are exactly. You can't say for sure what you're going to need, but you have to kind of get tuned into yourself and be really honest with what your needs are. And with Pluto tied into that, it's conjuncted at 17 degrees. So it's an 8 number too, which is a very powerful kind of karmic fated number. There's like real depths being reached right now. So it's like you can get down to the absolute soul core of what you're here to accomplish in this lifetime. And you'll be able to see, you know, you might be getting flashbacks of where you've come from even, and how you got here and what you need to further evolve your soul. Because Pluto's all about the evolutionary journey of the soul. So it tied into this. It's very karmic and important and pivotal. So make sure you show up. Make sure if you're looking for a relationship too, with Jupiter and Libra tied in, it's very likely that you could find one. And with the Capricorn Cancer energies and even Pluto, there's a real, there's an ability to commit and a loyalty and a steadfastness that comes with this energy. So if you find someone around now, it might not seem like it's serious right away because of the Gemini energy too, but you will see that it could very likely turn into something long-term and potent and important and life-changing in a wonderful, wonderful way. So on Sunday, we end the week with Sunday with an opposition between Pluto and the Sun. So the Sun in Cancer and the Moon, or Pluto in Capricorn, are at odds with each other somehow. But really, the opposition is just a call to pull in both situations. So where can you fulfill Pluto's need to lay a solid foundation and keep climbing the mountain to your greatest dreams, and Cancer's need to cozy up and focus on the family and cook soup and make sure that the home front is all taken care of. You need to kind of do both of these things on Sunday, or at least be conscious that both of these things are pulling for attention, and find a way with your as your higher self to make them both work in your life. So that's it. It is a potent week for sure. So I hope that you take the most advantage of it and keep yourself grounded as always, because when there's this much energy going around, you know, you can kind of run yourself ragged and not be present. And when you're not present, that's when you stub your toe or bang your knee or, you know, stuff like that can happen. So just make sure that you keep, you know, grounded and solid and present in, with your awareness in the present moment, which is where all your power is. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to subscribe on iTunes, that would be fabulous. And if you have any questions for me, you can reach me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.